This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Restaurateur Mark Murphy is a judge on the Food Network, and he has a new cookbook.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm good.
I'm fantastic. Couldn't be better.
You got this new cookbook called Season with Authority. With all the cookbooks out there, Mark, how do you get yours noticed, aside from doing this interview?
Well, I mean, obviously, this interview is definitely going to get the word out, but, I mean, the other reason is it's a book that's accessible. It's not very expensive. I went and I used ingredients that anybody can find anywhere in the country. I wanted this to be a book that people could actually cook out of and not just stare at the pictures. I want to inspire people how to cook and not be afraid of cooking. I think that's one of the main things I want to do. And I think this book is really it's really hitting those notes. I think a lot of people at home, they open up a cookbook and they see too many ingredients and too many steps listed and they just close the book. It's accessible and it's simple to make the stuff and it's good. I mean, my favorite recipe is spaghetti alla carbonara, which is an absolutely delicious and gratifying dish. Carbonara is probably one of the dishes that I started making. It was probably one of my first dishes I really sort of perfected. And it's people think it's complicated, but if you get the recipe in my book, it's simple, and you'll make it twice, and you'll do it just right.
Of course, the book is called Season with Authority, so I'm assuming that seasoning plays a big role in most of these recipes.
Well, you know, seasoning just takes place in cooking, really, and it's one of those things that I think people sometimes miss the mark on it. They don't season their food correctly, and I always tell people, you got to go and try things out. You got to test things out. I mean, cooking it's a very repetitive thing. You got to do it over and over. But say you take a bunch of carrots and cook them in just a little bit of olive oil and don't use salt and pepper, and then use the other one and put some salt and pepper on it. You're going to see the difference. The carrots are going to the flavors are just going to sing once they have that seasoning on them. I mean, my mother's French and my father's American. I was born in Milan. So my house, we ate pretty well. My grandparents would go to the south of France every year because that's where they retired, and we'd go there in the summer and visit. And of course, and like any good French family in the south of France, we would sit down for breakfast and talk about what we were having for lunch, and we'd sit down for lunch and talk about what we were going to have for dinner. And we were always eating very well. My mother was a great cook. So I was very lucky that I grew up with great flavors. So my father was an American diplomat, so we moved every 2 years, 2 or 3 years. So I got to see a lot of the world, and I got to see a lot of great flavors. My palate got a good training as a young person.
We're talking with the Food Network chef Mark Murphy, who's out with a new book called Season with Authority. Were you really just named People Magazine's Sexiest Chef?
Yes. Yes, I did. It seems to be following me around, that title. I didn't put it on my business card.
Well, what's your take on that?
Well, when they told me this was going to happen, I started laughing at first. I thought it was kind of funny. And, you know, it's publicity. It's getting the word out. It's fun. It's a cute thing. It's exciting.
Tell us about your New York City restaurants, Mark.
I have four restaurants here. Two of them are called Landmark. They're neighborhood bistros. One is in the Time Warner Center, and one is down in Tribeca. Then I have a Ditch Plains, which is a New York style fish shack, and then we have Kingside in the Viceroy Hotel.
Other than that, you're not busy.
No, well, we also have a catering company called Benchmark Events, but that's always that's just, you know, another little thing we do.
And on the Food Network, of course, you're one of the judges on Chopped. Have you uncovered, like, any really good chefs and cooks on Chopped?
You know, we always see good. I mean, it's amazing. It's inspiring, one, to be on that show. It's fantastic. It's a lot of fun. But it's also, it's great to see the talent comes through that kitchen and to see the enthusiasm people have for food in general and for our industry. It's a beautiful thing to see.
Have you hired any of the Chopped contestants?
I haven't yet, but I know some of the judges have hired other people. Yes, they have. It's pretty funny, yeah. Most of them, when they come on, they already have jobs. So it's not like they're bringing their applications in. They're trying to win $10,000 on a Food Network show.
And now what's next for you? You're going to do this book tour all around the country?
I'm bouncing around. I'm going to be going to California, a little bit of Chicago. But yes, I'll be doing more publicity for the book, which is always fun. And besides that, you know, looking for the next project, you never know. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
And I don't think you can do much to improve on People's Magazine's Sexiest Chef, so maybe like a, you know.
I'll work on that.
All the best to you, Mark. Thanks for a couple of minutes.
No, thank you very much.
With restaurateur Mark Murphy of Chopped, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend. America Weekend.
Where Are They Now? With Ahmad Rashad.
This tennis star holds career records for most singles and doubles titles. She won an astounding 59 Grand Slams, including 9 Wimbledon singles championships.
Here's a sign of the old Martina.
30-50.
Glorious backhand volley on the last shot.
So where is Martina Navratilova now? Martina was treated for breast cancer in 2010. She recovered and attempted to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. However, her lungs had difficulty with the altitude, and she was briefly hospitalized. But Martina says the riskiest thing she's done since turning 50 was compete on the British TV show I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
I did it!
Well done, Martina. Yeah.
That was something. Actually, I bit my nose, and I started crying because it bit my nose. That's why I closed my eyes. And I have all these cockroaches crawling on me, and I don't even care.
Looks like nothing bugs Martina. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What percentage of all the compliments you receive are sincere? I mean, think about it. Everybody loves compliments. Good job. Attaboy or girl. Well done. We live for these words. Actually, many of us find our identity in what others think of us, and compliments reaffirm that identity. But should you pay much attention to these compliments? Here's the science of it. Social scientists advise that 2/3 of all compliments are fake, false praises. In other words, 2 out of every 3 compliments paid to you by another person, insincere, fake, false, perhaps even manipulative. Or as scientists put it, the degree of fit is inaccurate. What's the cheap psychological trick? If the compliment fits the behavior, it's likely a sincere compliment. If not, ignore it. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.